Good evening. This is Akashwani Itanagar, the news read by Morgan Bagra. The Chief Justice of India, B.R. Gawai, arrived in Itanagar today on a two-day visit to Arunachal Pradesh. He was accompanied by Chief Justice of Guwahati High Court, Justice Ashutosh Kumar. CJI B.R. Gawai will inaugurate the newly constructed court building of the Guwahati High Court Itanagar Permanent Bench at D Sector, Nahrlagun tomorrow. Upon his arrival at Raj Bhavan, Itanagar, he was accorded a ceremonial guard of honour by the Arunachal Pradesh Police. Chief Minister Pema Khandu was also present on the occasion to welcome the Chief Justice. The Commissioner to the Governor, Pawan Kumar Sain, received him on behalf of the Governor, who is currently on an official tour outside the state. Union Minister of Parliamentary Affairs and Minister of Minority Affairs Kiran Rijiju and State Minister of Law Advocate Kento Jenu were also present on the occasion. Arunachal Pradesh Governor Lieutenant General Retired K.T. Parnaik has extended his heartfelt greetings and warm wishes to the people of the state on the joyous occasion of Raksha Bandhan. In his message, the governor said that Raksha Bandhan, meaning the bond of protection, reminds us of the duty to safeguard and support one another within families and across society. It symbolizes mutual trust, emotional closeness and respect, and in a broader sense calls upon men to uphold the dignity and safety of women with sincerity and brotherly affection, he said. Meanwhile, Deputy Chief Minister Chona Men celebrated this day with the children of Gyan Mission Orphanage to mark this auspicious occasion. Minister for Tourism and Libraries Pasang Dorje Sona chaired the review meeting of the Department of Tourism today at DK Convention Hall, Itanagar, engaging in productive discussions with officials to assess ongoing initiatives and explore fresh strategies for boosting Arunachal's tourism potential. Sharing on a social media post, he said the focus remains on sustainable development, community involvement and positioning our state as a premier adventure and cultural tourism destination. Arunachal Pradesh Public Service Combined Competitive Examination 2024 final result was declared yesterday. A total of 140 candidates were selected for various posts under the government of Arunachal Pradesh. Commending the candidates on their hard work and perseverance, Arunachal Chief Minister Pema Khandu urged them to continue to serve with integrity, commitment and excellence for the development and welfare of the state and its people. A food basket distribution cum TB awareness program under the Pradhan Mantri TB Mukt Bharat Abhiyan was organized today by Avenue for Joy Foundation at Rajiv Gandhi Government Polytechnic College, Itanagar. District Medical Officer Dr. S.J. Mitapo, staff of District Tuberculosis Office, Nahrlagun, and officials from North Eastern Development Finance Limited, NETFI, Itanagar were present. On the occasion, Dr. Mitapo emphasized that TB is a curable disease and urged patients to take their medicines regularly as prescribed. District TB office staff carried awareness session on TB through PPT presentation. In the meantime, NETFI announced that they have adopted 100 TB patients under Nikshay Mitra initiative in celebration of NETFI's 30th anniversary. The valedictory function of two-month hand-building workshop, first Guru Siksha Hastashilp Prasikshan Program under National Handicrafts Development Program Scheme was celebrated today at Studio 3103 in East Sector, Nahrlagun. Trade Development Officer, Department of Trade and Commerce, Chow Maya Singh C. Thumten, and Nodal Officer of State Health Department, Dr. K. M. Lombu, were the chief guest and guest of honor. In his speech, Dr. Thumten said new ideas are welcomed and the pottery market is bright in the future. 30 students have participated under the guidance of ceramic artist Carter Lombu. Workshop was organized by Office of Development Commissioner, Ministry of Textiles, Government of India and Handicraft Center, Itanagar, Arunachal Pradesh in collaboration with Studio 3103. Mass tree plantation and social services was conducted today in different places in Upper Subansiri district as a part of the upcoming 79th Independence Day celebration. Tathur Welfare Society, the organizer of the activity, appealed to every citizen in the town to keep their town hygienic and not to litter. They urged the citizens to extend their support to district administration in keeping the town clean and green. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.